So I'm not much of a puzzle person. But when I'm at Koinonia, I become one. The one I brought with me this time is this one, which is a compilation of Batman comic book covers. And side note, if anyone finds one piece that seems out of place, I'm missing that one piece to finish the whole thing. Now, Batman isn't my favorite. I'm more of an Iron Man fan. But I love this puzzle because it spans Batman's 70 years being part of our pop culture. From his first appearance in Detective Comics to today, his entire universe is on display. Now, when I do a puzzle, I usually follow a pattern. I open the box, tear open the plastic bag inside, and say a little prayer that I haven't already dropped a piece under the table. I then dump out all the pieces, flip them over, and tell myself to find the edge pieces first. I tell myself this because I usually don't follow it. Instead, I get distracted by two pieces that look like they go together, but they don't. And then I get frustrated, and then I wonder why I got this puzzle in the first place. I'm not very good at doing a puzzle by myself. Instead, I need a team, a community of people to help me out, which is probably why I bring puzzles to this place. Because you're here, and we together can figure this out. Now, for the last few weeks, one of our scripture readings for the day has been from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. The community at Corinth is small, and probably the only Christian community in the entire city. These two dozen individuals are meeting in a house, sharing a meal in a large dining room. Some of the people there are rich. Some are poor. Men, women, free and slave, are there together. This community has only been into this Jesus thing for a couple of years. And in their newness, I imagine that their zeal, their excitement, and their passion put them at odds with each other. Individuals within the community started to live out the spiritual gifts God gave them. And the more they experienced these gifts, the more they felt that everyone in the group should think and act just like them. This small community is breaking into cliques. And these cliques are acting and saying and believing that other cliques and points of views inside this community, they shouldn't exist. So the believers in Corinth have a problem. They have their own puzzle to solve. They send a letter to Paul, who is across the sea, and they ask for his help. And Paul, I think, likes to solve puzzles. So he offers the Corinthian community his solution to stop the group from breaking up. He tells them to see themselves as the pieces of God's puzzle. And then he tells them to look at the picture on the box. Because that's what we do when we're stuck on a puzzle. We look at the picture on the box. Batman comics have been around 70 years, but he's been in several different titles with several different kinds of logos, price tags, and colors on the cover. A puzzle piece that is all yellow with a little bit of red is meaningless. Unless I have the box to show me that this piece is from Batman number one and is located at the center of the puzzle. For non-puzzle pros like myself, the picture on the box is the key. That picture keeps me motivated because I know that the puzzle will eventually come together. Because when I get trapped And every puzzle piece has the same color, or each one has Batman's face on it, or when every piece looks like it's turned over and I have no clue what's on it. The picture on the box lets me know that the puzzle I'm living with isn't in vain. I don't need to give up when that's all I want to do. I can keep going because there's a point to all of this. And for Paul, the picture on the box is always the cross. Now, that's a weird picture to be focused on. We'd expect the final picture on Paul's box to be maybe a picture of heaven, or an image of a life that's perfect, full of laughter and joy and happiness, a life that looks like it's truly hashtag blessed. The picture on the box is supposed to show the end point, what everything looks like once we have it all figured out. It should be something beautiful, something fantastic, something we want to take a picture of and share with all our friends. It shouldn't be just two pieces of wood nailed together. It shouldn't be an image of the place where Jesus died. The picture on the box shouldn't show how Jesus' life, a life spent and begun as a childhood refugee when his family fled to Egypt after Herod tried to kill him, a life spent showing God's love to more than just his friends, a life where he commanded even his followers to protect the vulnerable and even love those who wish them harm. The picture on the box shouldn't be an image of what the world does to the one who shares meals with the poor, the oppressed, immigrants, and the one society tries to banish behind walls and executive orders. We don't want the picture on the box to be the cross. We want it to be the resurrection. But the cross shows us something that no other picture can. When we try to figure out the puzzle of our lives, we hope that it gets us somewhere. We hope we can learn and discern and discover all the right things we need to make everything fit so we can live a successful life today and forever. But the cross shows us what happens when we try to solve the puzzle of life, the puzzle of faith, the puzzle of what to do with God. We create crosses. But God shows that the cross, the crosses we make, will not be our final word. Paul, in today's reading and throughout 1 Corinthians, isn't telling the followers of Jesus, I think, to focus on their lives, like we're a puzzle we can figure out on our own. Instead, he reminds the Corinthians that they're part of something bigger than themselves. Our lives are probably conflicted and confusing and full of randomness that leaves us wondering what we're going to do next. Our lives, in many ways, are puzzles. But we're also puzzle pieces, connecting together to form God's holy community. And this isn't a community we get to choose, but rather a community God gives to us. We are united by a picture on the box that says God's love, not our own, will determine who belongs to God. As the puzzle pieces, we're called to connect with each other, to build relationships and bridges. We're here to see the person next to us as fitting into the wider puzzle of God's story. Because through Jesus' cross, we are already in that story. And no one can take that from us. Our puzzle as a community is to be with the people God calls us to connect with. People who look like us and people who don't. People who believe like we do and people who don't. People who speak our language and those who don't. And the puzzle of our community and our koinonia with God, each other, and the world. We are connected. We already fit together with each other. So let's be pieces of God's puzzle and connect with everyone, no matter what. Because God, in love and in faith, has already connected with us. Amen.